Okay, I was asked the following shaila just last week. Someone asked me the following question. They said they had a pair of tzitzis that are totally regular, good, solid, brand new pair of tzitzis. They wanted to know, they wanted to upgrade the tzitzis. How do you upgrade the tzitzis? They wanted to take the tzitzis that had regular strings, and they wanted to put tall strings, which are a hit or mitzvah, nicer type of string than tzitzis. Is that permissible? So you might say, why would that not be permissible? What would be the shaila? So the shaila is, Mishnah Berurah points out that to take a pair of tzitzis and to make them no longer tzitzis, right? To cut the strings off could be a shaila being mevaze talish mitzvah bechinam. You're taking an item that's used for a mitzvah and you're making it, you're destroying it for no reason. So you're going to tell me, okay, so I'm going to make it better. Fine, but is that permissible to do? I can buy another talis. I can buy another tzitzis. Am I allowed to take apart, totally perfectly fine tzitzis just because I want a little bit nicer tzitzis? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Mutar lahatir tzitzios mitalas zev alitna mitalas sacher." The person wants to take tzitzis off of one baged and put those strings on another baged. That is totally permissible. Aval shelo lanichem bebeged acher lo. But to take strings off a tal, to take the tzitzis off of a baged for no purpose, you're not trying to put them on something else. So that you're not supposed to do. So the Mishnah Berurah then explains that this idea of removing them from one to the other is totally fine. You can take tzitzis and take them off a talis and put them on a talis katan. All those things are permissible. The only thing you shouldn't do, he says, is take tzitzis off of something that's chayv and tzitzis midaraisa and move it to a better that's chayv and tzitzis midarabanan. So, for example, an adult tzitzis, pair of tzitzis to a child's tzitzis. It's children chayv and tzitzis midarabanan, shum chinach. It's a question. What about, we talked in the past about, wool tzitzis versus other types of tzitzis that maybe you shouldn't switch or even make all that way. But then he points out, what happens if a person wants to do our exact question? Let's say one other thing. He goes, what if the talis became no good? Right? What if the tzitzis are no longer viable? So then he says, in loshin is bala talis, as mutla hatir tzitzios of b'chogam. Right? The tzitzis is no, if the, can't wear the tzitzis anymore, right? I get this question all the time. How do I dispose of tzitzis, right? So one thing, the simple thing is you can take the baguette and you put it in a plastic bag and you're allowed to dispose of it in the garbage. You're allowed to do that as long as you wrap it up. Some even have the minog that they cut the tzitzis off and they use them as bookmarks in a sefer. It's a very nice idea. It's the same thing like using the lulav for beer chametz. But then the Mishnah Berurah talks about exactly our case. And he writes, "Mutar lahasir tzitzis v'latei tachteyem yoter na'im." Mishum hider mitzvah. If you want to do hider mitzvah, that's okay, because I'm taking them off. Why? I'm not trying to destroy the tzitzis. Just the opposite. I'm trying to elevate them. That is certainly permissible. Or sometimes you have the tzitzis start to get old already, and you want to see. Today we just buy a new pair. Remember in the old days, tzitzis got bad. You would replace them. You'd replace the tzitzis. You'd retie them. So he then quotes some achronim who say that the tzitzis you're taking off are totally fine. Maybe you should actually unwind them and not snip them. Why? Because if you unwind them, you can put them on a different pair, on a different bag. And if you snip them, then they're going to be no good at all. But he quotes other achronim who say that's a very big tircha to do. As anyone who's tried, it takes a long time. So that he says it's not necessary. And what happens? And also, then they're all twisty and they're much harder to use. If you like that. But nevertheless, he says you don't have to worry about that. So Lamaisa, the answer is, if a person has tzitzis that are very fine and good, and you want to elevate them, same thing by your talis. You may have strings on your talis. You want to make them nicer, put in nice ones. Totally permissible, Pida Mishnah Berurah, to cut off those tzitzis and put on nicer, newer ones for the purpose of hider mitzvah.